46?
Wow, no, it is.
It is a dropping. We were at 57 at 7 o'clock.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can, it doesn't feel very nice out there.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately.
But the farmer's market is open.
Yeah. Yep. And by the way, so is the Mountain Home Business and Professional Women Omelet Brunch.
Oh, that's right. And that is packed right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's great. And if you've not been, it's, is that yummy? They make the best omelets. And this would be a great morning. I wish they delivered.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great group. Yeah. They do a lot of good around the community. So support them with that. How long is that going on? Till noon?
Yes,
I
until noon.
I think it
noon.
Is till noon.
Yep.
So you can either make it a late breakfast or a nice lunch.
Yeah, that's over on at Mountain Home American Legion over on Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
Real quickly, just to let you know, freeze watch is going to be in effect for Marion, Boone, and Newton counties in north central Arkansas from late tonight through Sunday morning, and a freeze warning for Ozark, Taney, and Douglas counties in southern Missouri Sunday morning from 1 until 9.
Why is Baxter not in that list, since it's going to get to 32 and probably lower in the lower regions?
Well, yeah, and I guess they got to divide it somewhere, you know. Huh. So,
well, I suggest to our listeners that they all consider it freeze time.
Yeah.
And I know people have been wagging things back in and out and in and out, and so just leave them in.
But yeah, it is kind of interesting. Mountain Home's not actually under the freeze watch. West Plains isn't under the freeze warning, so you know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, unique.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, I would, if in doubt, leave it inside. Imagine your houseplants, especially if you've been dragging them in and out.
Yeah.
Are worn out.
All right.
And are you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is plant trivia time,
it
I believe.
It is. You're right. So I'll give the question, and what caller should we land on?
We'll go with caller number 5 this time. So.
Okay. Listen up. Oh, and the phone numbers. You might want to remind them of the
phone
absolutely.
Numbers. Yes, absolutely. 425-5522 if you live in Baxter County. Otherwise, you can call us toll-free at 888-884-0364.
Okay. We've been talking about fertilizer over the last couple of times. And so I want to know, of the 3 main numbers on fertilizer products, which one needs to be the largest if you're wanting to help your plant flower, produce flowers? Which of the 3 main numbers on the fertilizer?
All right. Again, 425-5522 or 888-884-0364. You're caller number 1. Thank you very much. You're caller number 2. Thank you. You're caller number 3. Thank you very much. You are caller number 4. Thank you very much. And you are caller number 5. You got a guess?
Do the middle number.
You're so correct. Exactly, man. If that's the one, if you're going to grow green plants like Scheffaleras and whatnot, the first number. But for blossoms, the middle number of the 3. Let us have your name, please, ma'am.
Sharon Rainey.
Okay, Sharon, thanks. Thanks for calling, and thanks for everybody else for trying. And next week we will have another plant trivia question, so you can try again, unless your name is already in and you're already up for winning toward the end of what is the last Saturday of the month? Is it next week?
No,
that's the 21st.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be 2 weeks on the 28th. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all have got a couple of weeks, and we'll have another trivia question tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Hello.
Well, I mean.
Oh, whatever.
I guess, if you want to come in, I mean, that's
okay.
That's your prerogative.
No, thanks. But thanks anyway. That's hospitable of you. We're talking about strawberries this morning, among other things, and hope that y'all are all nice and warm and snuggy, because it really is. The wind is what has been voracious, as it was last night also. But I was talking about strawberries and what they need in order for you them to do well. And, of course, being in, of course, say this together, well-drained soil. When have I ever said, I don't think I've ever said about when I've talked about plants, and we always talk about this issue, I don't think there's a plant that I know of at this point, and maybe there is, and if there is, I'm sure someone will call and remind me, but well-drained soil seems to be the main thing, the main function where you're going to plant them outside. I don't know of anything unless you're putting them in a pond, and that's a whole different issue. But they do want well-drained soil, and they also need some fairly rich soil. So make sure that you add some compost or some other organic matter when you're preparing the pot that you're going to grow them in or the patch where you want to put them. They will do really a whole lot better. They need that rich soil in order to produce over a period of time, or even produce as in June bearing, which is all at once, or produce over a period of time like everbearing. So make sure you enhance the soil. The soil around here always needs enhancing. I don't know of anybody that has just a big plot of really good dirt anywhere. So when you remove the rocks, you all usually don't have a whole lot of dirt anyway. So you need to add the products. And the products are definitely out and stacked up all over the place now, so you can get the things you need to enrich your soil. And the other thing they need that you really, really have to do is they need full sun. They need 6 to 8 hours a day. And they will grow in all zones. So if you're listening from up in, I know we have a lot of regular listeners in southern Missouri, and also in down toward Marshall and areas like that, doesn't make much difference where you are. You really have to have 6 to 8 hours of sun each day, and they should be fed twice a year. You want to feed them when the growth first begins in the spring after you've planted them, and then you see that they're putting out new leaves and fairly looking great. You want to feed them then, and you want to feed them after the first crop. And that has to do with even June bearing. So both of them are that way. And one of the things that you have trouble with, and so be on the alert for this, are slugs and snails. Both are really crummy things to have, but they're all over the place, and you can't keep them from happening. They're just going to be there. So make sure you watch for them. They sneak underneath those leaves, and you're going to have to get down in there and really do some hand picking, which is the best of the thing. They prevent theft from birds by also by doing that, and then covering. As the lady that called in and said she had covered, but as they're beginning to blossom, put a row cover on them, even if the weather's good. Because what happens is, and I've had so many people over the years call and say, but the birds are beating me to them. So you have to be pretty alert. Make sure that the birds are not getting them. You cover them with a netting. It doesn't have to be a real intense stuff, but just a netting that you can throw on, and then you can, of course, fold that up and keep it and use it the next year, and especially as the first berries ripen, because those birds are out there watching, and they know that you've got a crop because they're going to see the blossoms. And so when they first start blooming, make sure you cover with netting. That's about the only way. I think every year we get calls from people who have blackberries or whatever, and all of those berries send out a signal, and of course they're a great crop for birds. So if you want to share with them, that's up to you, but use netting if you don't want to, because they will really, they're on the alert. You know, one of my favorite things about gardening too is companion planting, and making sure that the things that you plant near what you're planting get along and do well. And it's not just an old wives' tale. It's not just a legend. It's very true, and you can prove it out by doing this, by making sure that the plants that you're planting are companions and not enemies. And for strawberries, they do really well planted near beans or lettuce, onions, spinach, and things like that. Borage, I don't know that how many of you are familiar with the plant borage, B-O-R-A-G-E. I just adore it. It's a beautiful plant. It's an herb. It has fuzzy leaves. And the thing that I love about it, because I love the color blue, it has this exquisite, delicate blue blossoms. And it's a really good plant to have around. The leaves, in fact, are very similar. They taste very similar to cucumbers. Speaking of cucumbers, it's a lighter scent of cucumber that it has, but it's really great. It's considered an ally, which means that it enhances growing strawberries. So if you and it comes from seed very easily. So if you see a package of it and you have strawberries, I suggest you buy that package of borage seed and drop it in there when this weather gets better. It strengthens the plant's resistance to insects and diseases. That's a big, big thing to have it do for you. The one thing that you want to remember, though, is do not plant it near cabbage. Cabbage and the root crops of cabbage and broccoli or do not do well, and there's an enemy situation there, and it will stunt the growth of your strawberries. So other than that, you can plant your beans and lettuce, which would make a really pretty setting if you bordered it with lettuce. I think that'd be neat. So they do get along really, really well. And speaking of companion planting, I do have on my podcast a whole section that shows companion planting that we've had, that I have worked with for years. You go to ktlo.com and you hit podcasts, the whole podcast thing, and then scroll down, and Gardening in the Ozarks is listed there somewhere before the bottom. I don't know exactly where, but click on that, and you'll pull up the website, and good grief, it has a ton of information on it. It also has, for those of you who are fading away now or going to go do errands or whatever, it has previous podcasts or programs on there, and some really goofy pictures and some other things, but it has all this information, and it does have the companion planting guide as well as a lot of the formulas that I give over time of things that you can do for insects and pests and things like that. So you might want to look into that. It's an easy way to get all of this information instead of writing furiously while I'm talking.
You're talking about those pictures. Looking at this one.
That raccoon?
Yeah.
You know, that was the oddest thing. That's on our deck, and he came up to our doors there, and he was looking in, and are you familiar with the Grey Poupon ad?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was wanting. Do you have any Grey Poupon? He was just sitting there looking at us, and he's cute as can be, although he then wrecked a whole pot of something, I remember, and we have a lot of those critters out there. But I love that picture.
Yeah, that is pretty
good. It's worth going to that podcast just to look at him. He's famous now, or infamous, I must say.
Yeah.
One of the other things you need to think about doing is I've noticed that my garlic is coming up. It's not going very rapidly. It's being a little more judicious because of the weather, I'm sure. But as the green spires of your garlic start poking up through the ground, it's time to feed them. Feed them a balanced fertilizer of 10-10-10 or anything that you're using in your garden will be a good thing to add to them. Just work it into the soil. I don't think I would do it today. Actually, the soil is a little bit mucky. It's really muddy, and that's not a good time to be out in the garden, unfortunately, and it's sad because that's where we should be this time of year. Don't you know?
It's cliche, but it's true. You don't like the weather in the Ozarks, just wait. I mean, because
that's true.
Yeah,
it is.
It's just, it's wet, and, of course, it's going to be, near freezing tonight if it's not there. So.
Yeah, I know that people are, and especially houseplants. I have a couple of houseplants that are looking like, holy moly, are we ever going to get to go outside and recover? It's been a long winter, and we've had the heat on, and we've had the air conditioning on a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's a very yo-yo thing, and I know the houseplants are having a difficult time.
Yeah.
I would go ahead and let them dry out before you water them. Don't overwater them. I think the thing that kills houseplants more, and I have had some questions about that, is because of overwatering. And you think they're it's kind of like what I said about the strawberries. When you use your finger or a pencil or something, if they're going to grow them in a pot, take that pencil, or you can take a dowel or something, anything you have, and stick it down into the soil in the pot that you're growing, and pull it out. And if that dowel is not dry, or is dry to a couple of inches, then probably you'd need to water. When you water, I suggest that you pull the water the night before and let it sit out, and with no lid on the container, let any of the minerals dissipate, and then pour it in. And when you do water, water thoroughly so that it comes out the bottom of the plant, pot, I should say, and then let it sit for 5 minutes or so, and then dump that excess water out and let the plant go. If the bigger the pot, the less frequently you will have to water. Just makes total sense because it takes it a lot longer to dry out. I hope that tip helps.
All right. I just want to let our listeners know that today we will be broadcasting live from 12 to 2. We'll actually be out in Lakeview. There's a field where the stage has been set up next to Bethel Baptist Church. What's going on there is it's a benefit for Hospice of the Ozarks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the car poker run and classic car show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And we'll have the treasure chest out there again from 12 to 2 with $1,650 in it.
Is that the highest it's ever been?
No, it's not the highest it's ever been, but it's a lot of money.
I was going to say that in the long time, that's a wow.
Yeah.
That'd be worth driving out there for, if nothing else.
Absolutely. And Jack, if you're listening, as I said, a classic car show.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he going to be out there?
I don't know. I didn't even think to ask him about that. Also, live music by the Nick Reed Band. Also, some delicious food from vendors. There'll be a beer garden and more. So you go out there and make sure you bring your own chairs so you'll have a good place to sit. And the poker run will actually be from 11 until 4 today. Winner will get a 50-50 split of the pot. All cars and motorcycles are welcome to run in the poker run. So be sure and join us.
That sounds like a big activity out there. That now, where again is that located?
Okay, it's in Lakeview. It's next to a Bethel Baptist Church.
Okay.
There's a field set up. You'll see there's a bunch of cars and a stage set out there.
So you can see it from the highway.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. That sounds like fun. First, you go to the omelet brunch.
Yes, that's right.
And then
that's
you go
right
to the beer garden, and the whole day is a total treat.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
No
that
problem.
That sounds good. You want to remind everybody of the phone numbers again?
Yes.
Maybe they're all out there.
Yes, the numbers to call are 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And again, the email address is vicky@ktlo.com. Today, our high is supposed to be in the upper 50s, which I think we've already reached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, 40% chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning. Highs will be in the upper 50s. And right now, let's take a look at the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob left his cell phone
and he doesn't know it.
So that's what that was, in case you're...
Oh, maybe we better call him and let him know.
I will let him know as soon as I can. Okay. But in the meantime, we've got phone calls to take.
Okay, this is crazy today.
All right. And here we go. Good morning. You're on Gardening in the Ozarks.
Hello.
Yes, I was just asking about the omelet brunch again. We didn't quite catch that. What time and where was that at?
The omelet brunch is going on right now until noon. It's for the Mounts Home Business Professional Women, and it's at the Mounts Home American Legion on Market Street.
At the Mountain Home American Legion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so it is 9 before 11 o'clock, and again, the numbers are 425-5522 or 888-884-0364, and the email address is vicky@ktlo.com.
We've been talking about strawberries and just about anything and everything this morning. It's been a busy morning, and we hope that you're warm and snug and that you've gotten through the night okay. I know there was some damage hither and yon, but no one was hurt, which is a blessing, and all those people at Hiram Shattuck are okay, and we were blessed, I think. It was a mountain bird got hit and all sorts of places, and it was not a fun activity. I think what we'll talk about today, since I finished on the strawberries, and now we're all starving for some strawberries, wouldn't that be good? But there's some things that need attending, and that is dividing perennials, and I've had some questions about that. Over time, and I thought I'd give you some tips as to when you do need to divide perennials. In particular, there are some signals that you will have. For one thing, if you have a set group of, let's say, cornflowers or coneflowers or daylilies, anything like that, and then last year they didn't bloom very well, especially if you had a whole patch of them and the flowers were not there or there were no leaves in the center of the patch, they're just too crowded to do anything. That's a really important thing and to go ahead and dig those out and start over. They need some room to spread, and I know that daylilies move like crazy. They fill in really fast, and so do iris. And so you want to make sure that if you had no flowers or if you did have flowers only on the edges of the bed, now is a really great time after the mud dries up a little bit to go out and start dividing them. And we got a caller.
Yes, we do. Let's go to line 5. Good morning. You're on Gardening in the Ozarks.
Hi. I have two blueberry bushes. This is the second year we've mm-hmm. had them, and they're in pots. Mm-hmm. And they do have little blossoms which look like almost like blueberries, which I'm sure they will be. But what should we do? Do those need to just leave them alone? We don't need to. I heard you talking about pinching, you know, some.
Not if it's the second year. This is the year it should start producing. And the one thing I would do if you haven't done it, you know, they like an acidic soil, and that will help, and make sure that they're in a location where they're going to get some good sun when mm-hmm. we get to a point where it's warm enough. And the other thing is I would, if they're in pots, what size pots are they in?
You would what?
What size pots are they in?
Big. They're fairly big.
Okay.
About at least a foot across.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit bigger across, and they're about maybe a foot and a half, maybe 18, 20 inches high.
Okay. I was just trying to get an idea, because one of the things that you might want to look for is the soil at a lower level in the pot than it was originally? Or do you have any clue?
I think so. I think we added too last year.
Okay, because that's what I was going to suggest you do this year.
Because each
year, as you water when plants are in a pot, it will eventually dissipate. The soil will just kind of fade away. That's just natural. And what I would suggest you do is take a small trowel or a big spoon or something, kind of rough up the soil a mm-hmm. little bit, and make sure it's very... be the word, not dried
loose.
Out and everything.
Kind of loose.
And
make
I would,
it more,
yeah.
more loosely.
Yeah. And then what I would do is I'd get some sphagnum moss, which is an acidic product, and you can get that in a small, you know, package. And
uh-huh.
I would add that to the top layer level of the soil, the top layer. I'm getting my words
okay.
scooped up. The top,
you okay there?
The top layer of the soil. Just kind of work it in. In other words, don't just lay it on top, but work it into the soil in the pot gently so that you will not mess with the roots. And then water that in to bring the soil level back up to where it has been before.
Okay.
And that sphagnum moss will also help the acidity, which you need for blueberries. And that they should do fine. Just leave them alone and let them have at it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I hope you have a great crop.
Okay, hope so too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, it is 11 o'clock.
Well, there's just one or two more things I need to say. And if we were talking about dividing perennials, of course, and that would include daylilies and iris and things like that. If it doesn't have flowers in the perimeter of the bed, that'd be one thing that makes it look too crowded. And if the center looks dead, actually, of your bed, that's another clue. And if the leaves are smaller than normal on the plant and it doesn't flower at all, make sure that you go ahead and start digging in and moving those out. You can put them in new places. You can bring them to the plant swap next Saturday, as a matter of fact. And it will really help those beds. It'll renew them, and now's a great time to do it. Even though the daylilies haven't bloomed, this is still a great time to move them. They're a rugged old plant and a great addition, I think, to any garden if you've got plenty of space and some sun. I would mention that I will be at the plant swap at the library from 9 o'clock till 9:45 Saturday, and from about 11:15 till noon or a little thereafter. If you want to come by and have a question that I can help you with, so I'll be there at that period of time, and of course it goes from 9 to noon. So I do hope the weather will be better next weekend. That would be really nice, and I mm-hmm. hope that you all have a grand time. Thanks for joining the show this morning, those of you who called and those of you who were listening. And I hope you have a great week. And I hope that we can all say we've been out in the garden by this time next week and move some of those seedlings out. Take care, cover up, and have a great week.